Thanks for choosing Lakeland Auto and Marine. We're so glad you called. Instead of standing in our parking lot and shouting at us, or throwing a note wrapped around a rock through our window, or spray painting your question on our building, or composing a message in gasoline on our lawn and setting it on fire, you showed real restraint using the phone.
And now, fun with clichés.
Remember, don't cry over spilled milk. Unless, of course, the milk is scalding hot and you spill it all over your underpants. Sure, your vehicle needs regular oil changes. But what about you? When's the last time you had your personal oil changed? It's funny, we've met a few folks, 40, 50 years old, who have never had their body's oil changed. I mean, can you imagine the friction that's building up inside those people? Hard to believe they haven't burst into flames, am I right? It's time for letters from listeners. This letter comes from Marge, and she writes,
Dear Lakeland Auto and Marine, I'm like your super biggest fan. I love how you, you know, fix cars and boats and junk. I'd even like totally lop off my own thumb and present it to you on a silver platter if I could just hang out at your shop and like sniff the same air you breathe. I know, like fat chance, right? Signed, Marge.
That's right, Marge. Fat chance. But thanks for writing. That was pretty weird.
We're pleased to present Fun with Clichés.
They say time heals all wounds, except when the wound results from a massive blow to the thoracic cavity. In that case, time is just going to kind of shrug its shoulders and say, hey, nice knowing you. The way we see it, there are two kinds of people in this world. Thanks for calling. Chris Hammond is the president of Lakeland Auto and Marine. When he's not busy running our company into the ground, Chris enjoys many hobbies. For instance, he likes eating cheese. Lots and lots of cheese. He plays second trombone in an all-girl bluegrass band, and he crochets lead aprons for underprivileged X-ray techs. Somehow, Chris finds time to read as many as 4 cereal boxes per day. And when his current semester of online learning is complete, he'll know how to brew his own cough syrup, tattoo his own neck, and spay or neuter his own pets. Get to know this Renaissance man. Stop in and ask for Chris Hammond. What's your favorite form of punishment? Go ahead and fax us your answer.
Once again, Fun with Clichés.
If someone feels the need to remind you that there are, quote, plenty of fish in the sea, say, why yes, yes there are. But it's not nearly as pleasurable having sex with a fish. Life got you down? Try on a hat. Nothing chases the blues away like a jaunty beret or a head-hugging beanie. And just try to stay in a grumpy mood while sporting a fez. Having a bad hair month? Sounds like you need a mesh-back trucker cap. And ladies, nothing turns that frown upside down like walking under a pillbox, cocktail, or bucket hat. Whether it's a bowler, a boonie, Panama, pork pie, sombrero, or Stetson, hats make life worth living. So next week, we'll start selling all the hats we find on the street in front of our building. Tell your friends.